all today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8.net toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of features, all totally free. That, once again, freetalklive.com. By the way, want to welcome our listeners on KGEZ 600 in Kalispell on board for hour number 3 for the very first time tonight. For the first of many times.
Cool.
In fact, they're going to be picking up hour number 3, which is this hour, from here on out. So you guys are now getting twice as much Free Talk Live.
Lucky, lucky you.
Because they were doing the middle hour of the show, hour number 2. Now they're doing hours 2 and 3. So, again, our awesome listeners out there. And it's really thanks to our KGEZ listeners. They're the ones that really made this happen because the program director, Elizabeth, had called me and she'd let me know that, or we talked from time to time, and she had let me know that the response from the listeners over there was really great. Like, not just on the air, because we know we get a lot of calls from those guys on the air, but also they had been calling the station and saying, hey, let's get a little bit more Free Talk Live on.
And that's how it happens.
Yeah. It's the foot in the door thing.
Yeah. It's the listeners that make the difference.
Precisely. So this applies all across America. If you've got a station...
And in our case, the amplifiers, too.
Right. If you've got a station that's running some Free Talk Live, but they're not running all of Free Talk Live, then give them a quick courtesy call. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing.
Yeah.
And you'd like to hear a little bit more. It won't happen tomorrow, but it will happen eventually. Mm-hmm. And so they took, I think it was a Bortz refeed. You know, that guy that claims to be a libertarian? they had a Bortz refeed on for an hour. And so, you know, it's an easy choice. Do I want this stale hour from this morning? Or do I want Free Talk Live in the slot?
I like to listen to Bortz, too. I mean, if I got the choice of listening to a live show where I could call in and comment on what the hosts are saying, or I know that somebody in my community right now is making that call, it's a fun feeling. There's nothing, you just can't get any fresher than live, right?
Exactly right. So here we are with you, 800-259-9231. And actually, Elizabeth, the program director of the station, shared with me something that might interest a lot of people around the country. It's an interesting little, I don't know if you want to call it a stunt.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a stunt, but it's a serious stunt. What's going on is on Memorial Day on KGEZ in Kalispell, they aren't going to broadcast any commercials. And what they're going to do is they're going to bring in volunteers from the surrounding area, and they're going to read the names, the age, unit, and hometown of every U.S. coalition casualty since March 2003 in the Iraq War.
Wow.
They are going to read all 3,544 names. That's as of today when she wrote the email to me. They'll read it continuously throughout the day, commercial free, and that's just an amazing project for, I mean, especially for a small station in Kalispell. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, pretty powerful, too.
Yeah, I like that.
So there you go. Just wanted to share that with you.
Huh.
All right, 800-259-9231. I want to go to, since we're talking about war, you had an email about some recruiters or a story about some Army recruiters that were really, or Marines, I'm not sure who they were, but military recruiters that were just really out of line.
Yeah, I couldn't believe this one. It's written by David Edwards, and it's on From the Raw Stories. After posting his resume online, online job site, careerbuilder.com, Corey Andrew was contacted by an Army recruiter about a job. Well, it's not really a job, because if you try to leave, they'll put you in jail.
Yeah.
No other job does that. I mean, somehow it defies the description of a job.
Like voluntary servitude.
Yeah, something like that. The email exchange between Andrew and the recruiter, Sergeant Marcia Ramade, quickly turned hostile when Andrew revealed that he was homosexual. You're definitely unqualified, wrote Ramade. Now, take your gay self back to some place where we don't tolerate gay people like you.
Oh,
in any, we don't tolerate any gay people like you in any part of the military. Her response was appalling, Andrew told CNN.
It's a her?
Yeah. It's Marcia.
Wow. Oh, okay. I missed that part.
Yes. The email exchange grew more heated with Ramade, that's Marcia, suggesting that Andrew should go back to Africa and do your gay voodoo limbo tango and wango dance. The following, awesome. Can you believe that crap? I mean,
I actually can believe it. I mean, they're just some awful people.
Not only, basically, is that a homophobic statement, which is somehow, to some extent, is acceptable in society today, but go back to Africa? I mean, that's about as bigoted as one can get, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, do your tango, wimbo, tango, limbo, wango dance?
Was the person,
she might as well have called him a spear chucker.
Well, was the person an actual African-American or a black person, or were they just, was this military recruiter just suggesting that all gay people came from Africa?
He's black.
Oh, okay, okay. So not only anti-gay, but also racist.
Yeah.
This person.
Very big.
Okay.
Would you like to hear the email exchange?
Certainly.
Okay. Because, I mean, I've given you the basic facts of it and the most appalling part. It says, her email is, my name's Sergeant Marsha Ramade, and I'm a U.S. Army recruiter. I saw your resume on Career Builder, and we have lots of vacant positions in logistics administration. If interested, please give me a call on my toll-free number. Andrew writes back. I think that he's goading her a little bit here,
yeah.
And it's just my opinion.
That's okay. You
awesome.
Can do that with recruiters.
Sounds great. The U.S. military has so many vacant positions and opportunities. I had no idea. I'm seriously considering contacting you. One thing, I'm not up on current policies, but since it's 2007, I would imagine also that that I'm now able to serve in the U.S. military as an openly gay man, right? Ramadi returns, well, if you are gay, we don't take you, and you are not considered you are considered unqualified. Andrew says, wow, unqualified to serve my country just because I'm gay? Is it because they think that I might all of a sudden desire one last kiss from my fellow male soldier if ever facing death at the hands of the enemy in a foxhole? Isn't it funny the U.S. government doesn't mind taking my gay dollars every tax season or out of my paycheck every 2 weeks?
That's an excellent point.
I'm stunned that the U.S. Army could afford to be so choosy when I see sergeants in my school campus and the local shopping mall begging teenagers to enlist. And Ramadi's is all in caps. I don't know if this is like exactly how it came or anything like that, but I think that it seems to indicate
the military recruiter is yelling, as they call it on the internet?
So it would appear.
Okay.
Did
she start yelling, or did
she start yelling
after he revealed he was gay?
That's correct. She was in regular font until he says openly gay man. You are definitely unqualified. Now take your gay self someplace else.
Oh, she doesn't like the emails now.
We don't tolerate gay people like you in any part of the military, and if it bothers you paying taxes, then migrate to another country, and if it bothers you about the U.S. military recruiting, then you go tell the Board of Education, and if you don't like the recruiters recruiting in front of your high school, then complain to the President of the United States, or better yet, try complaining to your Mayor Bloomberg and see what he has to say.
Sure.
You should say thank you to the military people for what you do.
After that?
So that you can live free in a free life in this country. Freedom is not free. Certainly you're not. He's not free to serve in the military, apparently.
No.
Before you go on waving your flag all over the place, let me first inform you, this is what Andrew says, that as an African-American whose ancestry is most likely more deeply rooted in American history than yours will ever be, and by the look of the last name, it would appear so, but it's not necessary. I respect that millions of soldiers fighting to protect my rights every day, but just so
which
you know,
they're not doing,
those
by the way.
Rights include me being gay. I applaud servicemen and women every day for their role in our country's protection. However, for you and the government to deem homosexuals unqualified to risk their own lives and defend their own freedom as well as their country's freedom is moronic. And she writes back and says, oh, I forgot to let you know that, yes, you might try to kiss a soldier in a foxhole, so that is a no-no.
A strange thing to say. Just a mupron.
She absolutely is a mupron. You're living, Andrew says, you're living proof that don't ask, don't tell is a fallacy. You initially rejected me without any consideration whatsoever of my integrity or abilities. This behavior is the very core of the discrimination that has plagued the USA for decades. You should know that I never had any intention of joining the military, which doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I simply wanted to have this discussion to prove a point. With over 2,500 cases of anti-gay harassment acts against gay soldiers, including bashings and murders, for you to say the U.S. military only takes straights is delusional. And then Ramadi says, you head off to the gay land of people who have no morals and get rid of yourself. Personally, I think being gay is disgusting and immoral.
By the way, you can continue here in a moment.
Yes.
I'd just like to remind you, Mark, that when you pay your taxes, you're paying this woman's salary. She's speaking in your name.
Well,
because I don't pay for this crap.
I understand.
And this
you
guy
don't.
Shouldn't pay either. He should have the courage to stop paying for this outrage and hopefully find out what freedom's all about. Maybe move to the Free State Project. 800-259-9231. Is there a little bit more to their little transaction?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is your show. More anti-gay hatred from the military on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Bert and Ernie know parenting's challenging, especially when children think they're in charge. When I come back, I'll tell you about someone else who's trying to be the boss. Ah, spring, birds, flowers, and that blanket of pollen fuzz on your car. There's got to be a way to protect that shiny paint of your ride. And there is. A car cover made from the standard in car cover fabric, Block It by Kimberly-Clark. Research shows that car cover owners are so happy with their car covers, they buy them all over again. So make sure you get the best Block It car cover fabric from Kimberly-Clark. Why have you waited so long? Block It by Kimberly-Clark. On Sesame Street or any road, children aren't the only ones whining, kicking, and screaming. Family cars are getting in on that action. Like your kids, your car wants to run the show. As it gets older, it'll squeal, pop, shake, rattle, and roll you into a fury. If that doesn't get your attention, it'll leave you stranded, which will drive you into the shop for repairs. Take charge. Keep your car on its best behavior by following owner's manual service schedules, like a bedtime rule, and dressing it in Sunday best with car wash and wax. Cars, they're easy when you take care of them. Kids, now that's another story. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. for your listening convenience. They're free at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars and socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. We're reading some emails, actually, a series of emails that went back and forth between one man and an Army recruiter, and or military recruiter or something.
Army,
okay. And so I guess she found him on Craigslist or some online classified
career
section, career website, and was trying to promote the military to him. And he responded back by sort of teasing her a little bit with, like, suggesting he might be interested, but, oh, I'm a gay man. And that just set this woman off. She started yelling in her emails, which yelling on the internet is typing
all
in all caps. And which is, by the way, what people of lesser intelligence, either they're of lesser intelligence or they just don't know how to use their keyboards. It's one or the other.
I disagree.
Or their keyboard's broken. That's another possibility.
It's just easier to type all in caps. You don't have to worry about so much about punctuation. What's the big deal?
Yeah, you look kind of dumb when you do that.
I would say that that's true, that you do look kind of dumb.
And she does sound kind of dumb, too.
But, you know, there's lots of practical things in this world that look dumb, and it's sort of internet etiquette. It's internet protocol.
No, it's not internet etiquette.
It's absolutely
typing etiquette. You know, no one with a typewriter would have ever typed in all caps unless their typewriter was broken.
I you know that,
anyway,
that
woman
much is
seems
true,
like a little bit of a moron to me.
Okay,
and she's an anti-gay, hate-filled scumbag, and she's telling this guy to go back to Africa because he's a black man.
Yes,
she's sick.
She's really silly here. So her next thing is you head off to gay land of people who and it's difficult to read it because I'm trying to sort of morph what she's saying into real English, and it's a little
plus
difficult.
It's hard to read sentences when they're all in caps, because you can't see where they start and end as well.
You head off to the gay land of people who have no morals and get rid of yourself. Personally, I think being gay is disgusting and immoral. As an African, you have no place to say your roots are deeply rooted here. My roots are much stronger than yours. You were being brought here against your will, whereas my roots run from the Native American Indian, which... I would assume that I'm only making the assumption that Ramade is a Mexican name, you know, a Spanish name. And yes, the bloodlines are there. I mean, they are Native Americans in the way that ours are Native Americans, but it's not exactly the same thing. Either way, I would say that I don't think that there's any point in this, you know, peeing contest, as it were,
yeah,
as to who's more American than the other. Okay? It doesn't matter. We're both alive. We both live here. We're both citizens. So we both have just as much to say about the other. Either way, I have more rights here than you, and my roots have
more
been...
More rights?
That's what... I'm just reading it. My roots have been here ever since before the Americas were discovered. You take your gay A off someplace and go to some other country and badmouth the military. Take... your A back where you belong, not here. Andrew says...
back where you belong? What a sicko.
Clearly, with your limited vocabulary and poor spelling, the Army may have been only your only option in life. Granted,
probably,
you are highly intellectual people in the military. You're just not one of them. Native American history you are so proud of, and research your position on homosexuality. They are very tolerant and accepting of homosexuals, believing that the inner spirit is true to itself in its nature. They are less tolerant of fools than they are of homosexuals, so take that to your next rain dance. Go back to Africa and do your gay voodoo limbo tango and wango dance and jump around and prance
this
and
is her again.
Run all over the place half naked there and practice your gay morals over there. That's where you belong. I'm reporting you as spam and adding you to my blocked sender list so I do not have to hear from you again.
Does it happen
Can
to
you
give
believe
her email?
That this is a recruiter writing this stuff? In the
Does it happen to give her email?
It doesn't.
What's her email at? Oh, it doesn't. That's unfortunate.
I didn't look it up or anything. But
I just thought in a series of emails going back and forth, you might have the two individuals' emails.
It doesn't really work. Not in this case.
Oh,
no,
I'm so bummed out about that. I thought we could give her an email out over there. What was her name?
Her name is Marcia Ramade.
Marcia, can you spell the last name?
Sure. Just one second. It's R A M O D E.
R A M O D E. Ramode.
Okay.
Marcia Ramode. Military recruiter for the Army. I'm sure somebody in our listening audience can go and do some digging. and post like her email address on our Free Talk Live bulletin board system, maybe someone will have some fun with her.
Yeah, may very well.
What a low-life scumbag. What else do you have to say to... You know, what else can you say to that?
She just came unglued. Unglued.
800-259-9231. Just one more reason to not support the federal government. To not send them as little money as you possibly can. These are sick people with serious biases, and
you're
paying their paycheck.
Just out of curiosity, what do you suggest I do in my particular case? The federal government has a bunch of my money that I could file taxes for and get right now, several thousand dollars. I can file it and get it, but then I'd be filing taxes.
Well,
is it immoral to file the taxes?
If you can get some of your money back...
Oh, then I should file the taxes.
Then you probably should do that.
Jump through the hoops.
And, you probably should do that. I do have her, that's what Julia's doing. She's filing her taxes to get a little bit back, and then from this point on, she's no longer going to deal with them. So get a little bit back, and then stop sending them the money at that point. Anyway, marcia.marcia@usarec.army.mil. That's difficult. We'll have someone post that online.
Okay.
That's marcia.ramode@usarec, like USA Recruiter, .army.mil. So that's her email address. It
would
be your mind. 800.
I can't believe what I've seen here. I hope that it's all legit, because it's coming from the Raw story and written by David Edwards.
Yeah. Well, there's her email address. Yep. So she's a real person. Anyway, let's go to the phones. It's Chris in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chris.
Hey, I was just wondering if you guys called the Packinate phone line, because Mark is Packinate.
That's a good one, Chris.
Packinate what?
Packinate, I think he said. It's Mark.
Packinate. 8 inches?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad when you have to actually explain your joke, but...
To me,
I mean,
especially.
No, it's not. It's funny.
Right, you're asking if Mark was packing it, and that was back in jail. Thanks for the call. 800-259...
Whoa, I got to have the jail joke.
9231. Let's go to Mark in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
We got you.
Got you, man.
Okay, this is just... I can't thank you guys enough for what you've done on the show. You guys are just amazing.
Okay, thanks. What's on your mind?
Seriously, thanks a ton. Yeah, I grew up in the whole conservative camp and started hearing about libertarianism, got involved pretty much, pretty deep in right now. But, in the local party here and state party and everything. Just an overall question. I don't mean to change the subject, but it's down the road, it can be a serious topic. For you guys there in New Hampshire, at what point do you stop, realizing what you're doing isn't working, either the federal government's encroaching too much in your life or just... certain contents of what you're doing isn't working, and you gotta realize you gotta stop being an activist and start picking up your weapons.
Ooh, that's a good question. And hang on, we'll bring it back. All right, 800-259-9231. You know, the old question of when is it time to shoot the bastards, right?
Yeah,
that's an excellent question. It's a scary question, and we'll address it on the way and take your calls as well, because I'd like to hear what you think. As far as your answer to that question, 800-259-9231. When is the government pushed too far, and when is it appropriate to push back?
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up what you want, toll-free at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net, toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Lots of fun to be had on our website, including on the bulletin board system, where there are over 200,000 posts. By the way, there's also the Free Talk Live webcam, which is now available to anyone who wants to look at it. Why you want to, not sure, but people seem to like the idea, so go to cam.freetalklive.com to get the details and view our studio cam. That's once again cam.freetalklive.com. Also, April is Financial Literacy Month, so give the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches the child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. Now then, let's go back to Mark in Indianapolis. Mark, you're back on Free Talk Live. You asked a pretty serious question
right.
A few moments ago. And for those just tuning in, can you go ahead and just recap that?
Yeah, I was thinking, well, especially you guys there in the New Hampshire, supposedly the most free state. You guys got the Free State Project there. People are working towards, you know, smaller, less intrusive government, all that stuff. Either the federal government's encroaching too much and you guys can't get what you want done, more freedom legislation passed or laws nullified, that kind of thing. And you guys get together in a series of events, whatever circumstances, you realize it's not working and you don't want to live under tyranny. You're sick of this crap going on. And, because God, people just got to do the research. You know, it's, there's so much out there on the net and books. I'm reading classics right now. We're nowhere near where we were when this country was founded. You know.
When you say wait, when you say we're nowhere near that, you mean we're gone way further in the
Status authoritarian, well, socialist, socio-fascist, whatever, however you want to put it. So many laws, it's programs, it's disgusting. And in this whole argument, I guess you can also get into like state secessionism, you know, and hopefully you'd want to vote for legislators that would believe in that you guys should be able to secede if you wanted to, or any state should. It's just, I think, a topic that, I mean, every day, you know, you look on the news, there's more anti-freedom legislation or whatever passed, and I think sooner or later, people got to start talking about it, you know?
I see where you're coming from. You know, I hesitate whenever someone brings up this topic.
I don't want to get you guys in trouble. Nothing like that.
That's not what I'm concerned with. And I'm not questioning you necessarily, but in many cases, if you get on a forum, like a pro-freedom forum, like, for instance, the Free Talk Live forum, and you start agitating for violence, which
I would say, like, hopefully it can be done legally, you know, say secessionism. Through the politicians, decent ones like you guys would elect, hopefully first, but, you know, as Jefferson said, every 20, 30 years ago or so, there's got to be a revolution.
It's true. And, now, the question is, where is the breaking point? Where is it? If New Hampshire tried to secede and they sent in troops, I mean, at what point would the violence become necessary to secure what freedoms we could possibly secure?
Right, and I think it's the kind of a thing with states' rights and local government, too. You know, they say all politics is local, but if you guys pass all this legislation, people realizing, wow, something's going on in New Hampshire, let's move there, you know. They're becoming more free, we're becoming more, you know, or further under tyranny. Federal government might be like, wait a minute, we don't like this, you know. It's time for us to step our, you know, put our heavy foot in and stop this or whatever.
They may very well. You have to remember, though, there are a couple things we've got. There are a lot of things that are on our side. And that are going for us, and that is that we are decentralized, they are centralized. And decentralized movements, you know, whether they be the Free State Project or whether they be terrorist cells, are always more difficult to keep up with because, well, things just happen spontaneously. You don't have to go and ask permission from superiors, and they don't have to have meeting after meeting trying to decide what to do. So we can move faster than they can. We're better equipped than they are as far as being able to be nimble and quick. And we're just smarter than them. I think it's unlikely that it's going to go down the road you're suggesting, and I also think that it's almost impossible to predict in advance, you know, where that breaking point is. I think inevitably it'll be something that'll have to be played by ear if indeed things do get horrible and they do get deadly and dangerous here. And I again think it's very unlikely that's going to happen because there are a certain group of people here in New Hampshire that absolutely are not going to take a violent option.
That would be me.
There are people who are going to allow the thugs to club their heads in. They are going
want
to
want them to do that.
Well, I don't know if they want them to, but they're more than willing to allow themselves to be beaten by the feds in full view of everybody else or whoever the government thug might happen to be.
People, you know,
like Gandhi, to show how violent these people are. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got done reading "Why Government Doesn't Work" by Harry Brown. In
great book.
Yeah, and he doesn't get, like, subjective in there, you know. It's objectivism. It's facts, it's points, it's how the government works. It's a coercive force. We put these people in power, we should be able to take them out, you know. Take them out of power. I don't mean out of the game of life, you know.
Well, here's an interesting situation, and I agree with you completely, and here's an interesting situation. You know, you've got Ed Brown. Are you familiar with him?
Right.
Ed Brown, who's holed up in his house with his wife in Plainfield, New Hampshire, awaiting the hat to drop, basically. I mean, he's got he's armed. I don't know what sort of other things he's got on his upper floors, but from the things he was saying when we were there, he's got some surprises in store for any federal government agent that's going to come and try to arrest him. I think in Ed's case, there are people that don't necessarily agree with what he's doing, but I personally think that he is doing what he's got to do in his particular case. He's not initiating force on them. He's standing back and saying, hey, I didn't hurt anybody. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my life right here on my property, and if you try to come after me, then I am going to try to hurt you as you try to come after me. So he's letting them continue to initiate the force on them, even though one could make the argument that they've already initiated force on him. He's saying, you come with guns, I'm firing back. So I think in that particular case, Ed Brown, his response is appropriate. Would I engage in that particular behavior? I don't know. I don't think so, because I think that what the civil disobedience crowd here in New Hampshire is doing with just simply allowing the state to reveal itself for how violent it is, I think that's a pretty powerful position to come from, a total position of nonviolence.
Right. Well, I know, you know, of course, libertarian philosophy and the Second Amendment and all that, and all clear states, like, there's a lot of crime here going on in Indy, and I can't even read the newspaper because even, like, so-called conservatives, which doesn't mean anything anymore, they're advocating, you know, oh, let's take the guns away because obviously, you know, the streets are going to be more peaceful than Who's not going to give those guns away? Criminals, you know?
Yep.
And it's this more encroachment, and people just don't see it from a freedom-minded perspective, you know?
No, they sure do.
They have a difficult time seeing it.
Which is why we need to get more Free Talk Live on there in Indy. You know, of course, on Saturday night.
I called up two or three times for the program director and tried to request it.
There's actually, it's good. If you haven't done it in the past few weeks, they've switched program directors at WXNT now. So if you haven't talked to Scott yet, then you probably should. I haven't even talked to the new program director, so good luck getting him on the phone. Any other Mark, did you have anything you want to
add? My thoughts on it is when does violence become legitimate in a revolution is and that was the original question, and I think that you know, if the freedom movement was to really catch on here in New Hampshire, which I believe it will, and we were able to sort of get to the point where we're saying no to the federal government in a great deal of aspects, and somehow the government used force against us.
That's what I mean. I mean, it was kind of like these, you know, you can go over the whole civil liberty issue with, you know, the Military Commissions Act, what SWAT teams are doing nowadays and all that, but it, that's what it would be. It'd be in defense of yourself or private property.
Absolutely. I think that's probably the most appropriate point.
And I think there has to be a lot of PR behind it to make it look legitimate in the eyes of everyone.
Say again, Mark?
Can you elaborate, Mark?
You just have to, you know, I mean, there's going through a lot of steps in the taking over of, getting the freedom movement into the government here in New Hampshire and then saying no to the federal highway money and all that other stuff.
You're also saying we've got to have our own media. That way it's not just CNN and Fox News trying to paint Ed Brown as a crackpot, or we've got our own media that's saying, hey, we're taking this from the right perspective. We're defending freedom. And, Mark, thank you for the great question and the great call. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. What's your answer on this question? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. We do ask, though, that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 365 of our listeners have done. They've jumped on board for $3 a month.
365?
Over 365.
That's a bunch.
I just processed through a whole bunch of them today, as a matter of fact, and we had a brand new $50 a month amplifier.
Sweet.
Which is incredible. Though all we ask for is $3. So the people that are giving us more, that's just their choice. They're just deciding to.
Thank
and
God.
It's your choice anyways, because we give away all the features on our website for free. Please, take the time out. Go to the big-name radio shows. Go to their websites and just look at some of the features they're offering for money, and then compare them to all the things that we give away for free on our website. You'll
mm-hmm.
be blown away. So if you like our site, if you like Free Talk Live, you want to help promote the show, you want to help us get on more radio stations more often, then you really need to become a part of the Free Talk Live amplifiers. Go to AMP, A-M-P, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get all the details there. You'll learn about how we're spending the money, because this isn't going to paychecks. This money's coming right in, and it's going right back out.
Believe me, it's not going to paychecks.
It's going right back out into promoting the show. It's getting us on more stations, it's getting us more exposure on the internet, and it's spreading the message of freedom and liberty, and I would dare say that it's spreading it more effectively than anyone else has ever done in the history of the libertarian movement.
Right, so pull all your money away from the Libertarian Party and all those other libertarian groups and give it all to Free Talk Live.
Well, we just had one of our listeners, Caveman in Alaska, he pulled his money away, not from other libertarian groups, which isn't a bad idea necessarily, but he pulled his money away from World of Warcraft. He was spending $15 a month on a video game,
mm-hmm.
and he decided that would be money better spent with Free Talk Live. So he brought it over here, and
interesting
he's one of our
conclusion
newest
he came to there. I can, you know, it's difficult for people to give up the things that they like in their life or to do the right thing, but it sounds like he did.
We got to go to the phones to the fun. Let's talk to Joe in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I think I hear sirens in the background. You really are in Atlanta, aren't you?
Well, no. Actually, I'm in Alpharetta.
Oh, okay.
I think that's somebody's car alarm that just keeps cycling.
What's on your mind?
At the daycare center across the street. I was kind of wondering the same thing you guys are. What's going to be the flashpoint?
Oh,
or
God.
Are we just the frog that's been slowly, brought to boil, and we're just going to sit in front of our televisions while they collapse the dollar. We're just going to sit in front of our televisions while guys come around with a staple gun and put a chip in our arm. We're just going to sit in front of our televisions and veg. I'm kind of wondering, you know?
I don't know. The reason that I moved to the Free State Project is because I believe that something like what you're talking about could happen. And actually, my goal is to prevent it, to make it so that we can, you know, somehow turn it all back.
We want to wake up the frogs and get them to jump out of the pot.
That's what I try to do, too, you know. And I mean, my MySpace page, myspace.com/JOEFNA, I'm constantly posting stuff like this.
I would agree with you, and I did a lot, you know, I did some stuff like that, an amount of activism, and I, of course, saw Ian do a great deal of activism, and what I came to the realization was, is it doesn't do anything, nobody responds.
But, you know, I can't go off and start, shooting whatever.
Oh, hell no.
I'm not suggesting shooting people. I'm suggesting moving to the Free State Project so that you don't have to go shoot
anybody. It's cold up there. I moved down south.
I understand, but it's going to be cold in the casket they're going to put you in, too.
Yeah, but at least I moved to another constitutional state. I moved to a state that does have a Senate resolution to say Georgia does not support the SPP.
Yeah, that's sure. You can in any state, you can probably find a little bit of good news. Mm-hmm. I mean, Zach called it at the start of the show with a little bit of good news from South Carolina. And I hope that more states move in a pro-liberty direction as we become more successful here in New Hampshire. But, I mean, we moved from Florida to New Hampshire, so obviously the cold excuse
One of the nice things I saw down here was in the November election, there was a amendment to the state constitution to challenge what the Supreme Court did in Connecticut.
Okay.
The eminent domain New London case?
Yeah. And, you know, the amendment was that eminent domain can only be for public use projects.
Yeah, well, that's good to know. Once again, you're going to be able to get evidence of good things going on here and there. But I think generally, and to go back to what you were saying, is that nobody on this show is advocating violence at this point. It's completely inappropriate, and it just will make you look like a crackpot loon.
Right. They're going to paint you like a lunatic if you do if something violent happens.
Not to mention they are going to track your ass down and go after you as well.
And all being said, it might be totally unnecessary with some of the other things you see out there on the web, like the 12th planet and all of the pictures of it at sunrise.
There's the 12th planet.
You know, and what's expected or what's being predicted will happen to the Earth.
What do you think that the 12th planet is going to do to the Earth?
The second time this...
news to me?
What's the name of the 12th planet?
Yeah,
I thought that they just downgraded Pluto from planetary status to Newtonian planetary body.
Well, they can say that, but they really can't, you know.
Do you think there's some kind of
Pluto
conspiracy to...
Pluto was recognized back in Sumeria as one of the planets.
Wait a minute. What's this have to do with the Earth? I'm completely lost on what you just said about...
I think we've jumped topics, but I'm
interested.
Yeah,
We have. But I saw a recent Out There TV thing with some woman who has a site called Zeta Talk, and she claims to channel aliens. But what's interesting...
I'd like to get her on the show.
Yeah. What's interesting is her site has a lot of pictures of the sun rising, and if the sun's rising on a particular cloudy day,
mm-hmm.
but that's not so totally overcast, you can't see the sun. But when the sun rises, you see a second gleaming body.
Okay, so you're basing all this off of a crazy crackpot website and some pictures on the internet?
There's certainly other things out there that one could call a planet. What my question is what difference does it make? I mean, what is happening on this 12th planet that I need to be concerned with?
Well, what's happening is it's going to cross our orbital plane again.
Then it's not a planet.
It's a planet, supposedly a planet with an eccentric orbit.
Okay.
So you're saying its gravitational pull is going to somehow affect the Earth, and that's going to do what?
That's going to cause a polar shift.
All right. And
I've heard this theory.
Polar shift.
That there will be a polar shift.
Plates moving.
But we've had polar shifts before, and the Earth's still around.
Right.
It probably changed the climate a little bit.
People are still around, but does that throw us back to the Stone Age every time?
I don't know.
It's
not going to make my car blow up, I can tell you that. I mean, I'm going to still have a car.
And it's certainly not something that you should really even bother fretting over.
What are you going to do with the car if there's no infrastructure for transporting the oil and refining the oil?
But why would the my point is that I've got my infrastructure, right? So everybody else should sort of be able to keep a hold of their infrastructure.
You know what? Yeah. If you're really that concerned with it, you should build an underground bunker, and the best place to do that is here in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call. We appreciate
Take it. Dig into the granite, baby.
800-259-9231. Can you have basements in Georgia?
I
guess you can.
I don't know. I mean, I'm from
Florida.
You sure
as hell can't do it in Florida.
No,
we
call those indoor swimming pools when you have basements in Florida.
Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mark kind of stole my thunder at the beginning of that last call, but I don't think there will have to be a shot fired because we can get this Freestock State project going, get a group of us out there living together. I don't think not many people are even going to want to mess with us, and even if they did, we're much better to defend ourselves together than having one or two people around.
Right.
Shoot government people.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just for a moment? I mean, just look over to Iraq. And look at the difference between wealth between Iraq and America. And look at how effective the Iraqi insurgents are at essentially doing insurgent things.
I just don't think it'll come to any of that, though. I don't think it will either.
The United
States government has to say, you know, if we vote and we say, you know, the state of New Hampshire votes and they say, well, we don't want to be involved in this particular program or whatever, they're gonna come rolling in and saying, all right, we got the guns and you're gonna do what we want. Heck no!
No, I think it's very unlikely, and I agree with you. But if it were to happen, it's still the very distant possibility. If it were to happen, then there's so much more wealth here. They would have so much of a more difficult time fighting their own countrymen than they even are having over in Iraq, where they're having a hell of a time fighting against the ragtag insurgents.
Even they understand that it's a PR battle, and you can't just roll tanks into some place, you know, a sovereign state that has voted, you know, and come to the conclusion they don't want to do such and such.
If the government does that, if the feds do that, it's over for them on a nationwide basis. Mike, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Not to mention, it'd just be over for them just on a house-to-house fighting basis. They wouldn't be able to handle it. We'll be back tomorrow night, and I agree with you. It won't come to it. We'll do it with nonviolence because that's the true solution. Back tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.